HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel says it's expanding its ground offensive in Gaza, with the U.S. urging it to create no-strike zones. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports from Tel Aviv.
Residents ran in terror as Israeli airstrikes bombarded southern Gaza, the very region they had fled to for their safety under order of Israeli forces. But Israel has now turned its firepower on the city of Khan Yunis, the home of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, where smoke from explosions and the crisscross of rocket fire filled the skies.
A U.S. Navy ship responded to three separate drone attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea over the weekend. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it was carried out by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels.
Any ship they shoot at, whether it's Israeli-owned or has some connection in the past to Israel, that doesn't make it any more of a justifiable target under international law than if the ship didn't have ties to Israel. But some of these ships, we believe, may not have.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would shield members of the Sackler family from civil lawsuits over the opioid crisis. Deputy Solicitor General Curtis Gannon with the Justice Department was pressed by Justice Brett Kavanaugh about their position.
The views of the opioid victims and their families doesn't matter.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter.
Your position is saying it doesn't matter.
Our position is saying that there are other opioid victims with also heartbreaking and tragic losses that are saying we are not consenting to have our property rights forcibly extinguished in this way.
House Republicans could soon vote whether to formalize their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
With respect to the impeachment inquiry, this is something that we saw Republicans bring up late last week. There is a desire to move forward with a formal vote to authorize an impeachment inquiry in the House, something we could see as soon as this week, possibly next week, certainly before the House breaks for the recess.
Former U.S. Ambassador Victor Manuel Rocha is accused of working as a spy for decades for Cuba. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
To betray that trust by falsely pledging loyalty to the United States while serving a foreign power is a crime that will be met with the full force of the Justice Department.
Rocha will remain held until a bond hearing Wednesday. Stocks slip on Wall Street. The Dow closed down 41 points. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Hi, what brings you?
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's go.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers over the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. The final, Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. After a four-game losing streak, the Packers now won four of their last five games. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how the offense is improving.
Certainly there's a trust, just making sure that we get the protection that's needed. You know, guys in the receiver room and tight end room are making plays in the passing game.
The Chiefs fall to 8-4, and next week they host the Buffalo Bills. Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones.
I go by the 5-minute rule. You got 5 minutes to complain. You got 5 minutes to get it all out.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to play the New York Knicks tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee held on to beat the Hawks 132-121 over the weekend. Adrian Griffin.
You know, we played a tough Atlanta team. They could really score the ball. I don't think they missed in the first half, and we just weathered the storm.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries possible tonight, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, morning clouds, then some sun for the afternoon, high in the upper 30s. Partly sunny, warmer, breezy, and mid-40s Wednesday. And even more heat on Thursday with more sun, highs in the low 50s. Right now it's 33.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Good evening. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, and I do own a black and white TV, and it is a plasma, and I highly recommend them. Welcome to Nightlight. This is our first show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am so thrilled to be here tonight. Here's basically what we're going to do every night here. What our goal is with Nightlight is to engage people. You know, we spend so much of our time talking about movies and TV. Other than sports, that's probably what we talk about the most. What are you watching? What did you see? What do you recommend? What's binge-worthy? What's cringe-worthy? And that's what we want to talk about here tonight and every night from 8 to 10. And in addition to some showbiz talk, we're going to talk about Wisconsin, and we're going to talk about showbiz in Wisconsin. I want to know from all of you, that's right, all 5 million plus residents of the state, I want to know what's going on in your community. I want to know what kind of culture is happening, theater. Do you have an independent movie being shot in your town? Did you have a movie shot in your town? Maybe you had a big Hollywood movie shot in your town. We'll talk about all of it. I'm going to talk a little bit about where I'm from and what's happened in my corner of Wisconsin. And I want to talk about what's happening in your neck of the woods and in the state. So we're going to talk about Hollywood. We're going to talk about Wisconsin. And we're going to talk about how the two intertwine, what we're watching. It's just going to be a really fun discussion every night. And that's exactly what I want it to be. I want people to engage. I want to hear from you guys. Our text line, it's 920-264-0606. You can call or text at any point and join the discussion. It's open to all. And I had the idea for the show because basically my whole adult life, I've been in entertainment in one form or the other. I was born in Chicago, moved to Marinette, Wisconsin when I was in junior high and went to Marinette Catholic Central, which is now St. Thomas Aquinas. And then I went back to Chicago to DePaul and started doing stand-up comedy while I was there. And I went out and started touring all over after that, made several TV appearances, which was really fun. And then I moved to L.A. And when I was in L.A., I got lucky enough to sell some screenplays, still did some comedy, some acting, soaked it up, loved Hollywood for the 14 years I was there. It was a real blast, and I had some phenomenal experiences, met some great people, many of whom I'm hoping can join me on Nightlight from time to time. And we have actually a couple of them this week. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll find out what they're watching, what they're working on. And I've been back in Wisconsin for about 10 years now, hosting a show about movies on PBS Wisconsin and primarily independent film. And I have a huge love of independent film, too. I've written movies myself. I've sold screenplays. I sold several screenplays. Only one of them got made from MGM. It's called A Guy Thing, and I was a co-writer on that. And then I made a film, an independent film, called The Godfather of Green Bay, which we shot here in Northeast Wisconsin. And we had Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Lance Barber, Thomas Lennon, Eric Price, Mark Borchardt. We had a great contingency of Wisconsin people and Hollywood people that we brought together for that, too. So I guess this is a theme in my adult life, combining the two. But we're going to, you know, so anyway, my connection to Wisconsin is that it's, I love the film scene here. I talked to Wisconsin directors on the TV show I host. And now I thought, you know, let's bring it to radio because we have more time. We can really get into what people are doing, what's happening in the state culturally, and we can interview some really cool, creative people. So that's what we're going to do. But it's going to work even better if you guys join in and join the discussion. Tell us what you love and what you don't. And that's Nightlight. That's what we'll do here every night from 8 to 10. And as much as I worked in show business, I'm a fan. So that's kind of what we can do too, is we're just talking about it. Nightlight, by the way, I have to introduce a very important cog in the whole Nightlight family here, which is just me as of right now, but I'm going to introduce the show's producer, Conrad. Conrad Krieger, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Conrad?
How's it going? Good to be here.
It's great to have you here because I don't know how to run the board. Let's just be honest. I don't know what I'm doing. I need you, Conrad.
Well, that makes it sound like you thinking, no, I know what I'm doing, you know?
Well, one of us better. This is a marriage of necessity, young man. So Conrad is quite a bit younger than me, even though I'm in my extremely late 20s. Conrad is in his early 20s, so we'll have a nice back and forth, too, with what Conrad is watching on a nightly basis and what I'm watching. What do you think? What are you watching, Conrad? What have you been watching?
I've been, you know, one thing, I've been going through a bunch of different apps, Netflix, you know, Paramount Plus, Peacock, a bunch of different ones. But one of my favorite ones I found is called Upload, and it's on Prime Video. And, you know, it's based in the future. You can upload your consciousness to like a luxurious digital afterlife, pretty much.
Wow.
So once you think you're going to pass away soon, you can upload it. And that's like forever. You're in pretty much a resort that you can do anything you want. Anything.
Wow. So, does it cost anything? That sounds great.
Yeah. Basically what it is, you know, one guy, he actually gets murdered, but he thinks it was just an accident. He gets uploaded, and he finds someone who thinks he got murdered too, and then they go on a little adventure. While he's in the afterlife, the person who's on the other side can go back and forth with, like, VR goggles and stuff.
Okay.
And they try to figure out who killed him.
So it's a mystery.
But it's also really funny.
Nice. Oh, so. I love a good mystery comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, in the old days, it seems like with the sitcoms, it was joke, joke, joke. Now I like how they kind of weave comedy into horror or mystery or drama. It's like, to me, more comedy, the better. Hey, why don't you tell people what our question of the night is? Because I think they need to know. We want people to join in and tell us what they think. So
you can call or text in for this question. It's, what Christmas movie you never get tired of watching? Every year, you're watching it.
You can't turn it off, basically.
Yeah,
you turn
exactly.
on a Christmas movie, you see it's on, you're about to go to bed, but oh, it's on. I can't turn it off. Or you just decide, I'm going to watch it. What is the Christmas movie you cannot turn off? And we want to hear from you guys. And tell them the number, Conrad, that they can text or call.
So if you download the Civic Media app and select WGBW as your station, you can call or text in from there. But you can also call in 920-264-0606.
All right. That sounds awesome. And don't hesitate, because we really, you know, we want the show to be as interactive as possible. And Conrad saw that. I'm going to say what I watched this weekend. I finished actually watching it this weekend. It was a show called Lioness. So Taylor Sheridan created the show Yellowstone. And I kind of had a love-hate relationship with that show. I really liked it at first. Then it got insane to me. I don't understand where it was going. But Taylor Sheridan also wrote Hell or High Water, which is a great movie. And he's an incredibly talented guy. But he signed like a 12-picture deal. And he's churning out TV shows like it's going out of style. And one of the shows is Tulsa King with Sylvester Stallone. And I like Sylvester Stallone, his body of work. He's a survivor. He's great. But it's kind of like an imitation of a TV show. But Lioness was Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, a really underrated, phenomenal actor named Michael Kelly, is on Paramount Plus. Great show. 8 episodes, burned through it. It's like a covert ops type show. Highly recommend it. Lioness, it's called. And that's what I spent my weekend watching. 8 episodes in about 3 days. And that is serious binge watching, folks. What is your record? What have you binge watched and blown through faster than anything? I'll tell you my record. My wife and I, we like the show Bosch a lot. It's a great detective show. Starring kind of an anti-hero. He's not a steroid guy. He's not an overly macho guy. He's just a gritty dude. The actress Titus Welliver, and he plays Bosch. Anyway, the last episode, the last season of Bosch came out 2 years ago. We thought, all right, we'll watch, you know, four episodes tonight. We'll finish it this weekend. Eight episodes in 3 days. Very doable. Nope. We ended up doing eight episodes in one night, ordered takeout, never left the couch, and we blew through an entire season. Do you have a story like that? Feel free to share that too. The question tonight is, what is the Christmas movie you cannot turn off? No matter how many times you've seen it, you'll still watch it. What is that movie?
Pete, we just got a call in, and she is on right now.
Put her on. Put her through, Conrad with a K.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello. Well, this isn't a movie, but it in my mid-60s, Christmas isn't Christmas for me unless I have seen a Charlie Brown Christmas.
You know what? What's your name?
Cindy.
Cindy, I am so glad you called because I had made a list here before the show of all my favorite Christmas movies, and you're right. I thought this isn't a movie, but it has to be on there because Charlie Brown Christmas is Christmas. I mean, when we were growing up, it's not, you had to watch it every year, right? There was no streaming. It was just TV, and it was on every year. Yep. And if you missed it, you felt like your life was over, right?
Yep.
So who
still do?
Did you see it this year? Probably hasn't been on.
Well, no, because it's not on the regular channels anymore. So now I have to go to the library and rent a DVD. But I will do that
old school.
Year. Yep.
Wow. Yep. You should watch it right at the library. Think about it, Cindy. Do you have like a little, like a Charlie Brown party? You need to have friends over, make some popcorn, and put a little.
I haven't done that yet, but I guess that's probably a thought. But I think it's just not Christmas without Charlie Brown.
It's not. And I just gave you an idea. You got to go out and you got to buy a bad tree, have your friends over and decorate it. A Charlie Brown Christmas tree brought to you by Cindy. I love it.
Yeah, there you go.
Cindy, thanks for the call. Have a great holiday season.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you. Okay, so there we go. Charlie Brown, and I knew somebody was going to say that, Conrad with a K. Somebody was going to say Charlie Brown Christmas. Did you tell people yet that you spell your name with a K?
I mean...
Did we cover that?
We did not.
It doesn't need to be covered. I mean, I got a crazy name I have to spell every time, too. So, Schwaba, you know, I literally have to spell it to everybody. So, Conrad with a K, I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I have to spell that, too. If I, you know, with a C, it's like, oh, well, because it sounds the same with the C or the K, but...
So boring with a C.
Yeah, right?
Like your parents,
it has to be
least,
with K.
Your parents are creative people. They should call in and tell us what they're watching. Conrad's parents, if you're listening, we want to hear from you. Did you ever see Charlie Brown Christmas, Conrad?
I have, but not in a very long time.
No? Now, how does that... You're a little younger than me. Not too crazy younger. Do you like that? Does it hold up?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You enjoy it?
I actually like the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving's outstanding. Like, and of course, Halloween is great.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
You, so that's cool.
Mean, I only watch it for Snoopy, though.
For Snoopy? Oh, that's so awesome. I didn't know that the younger generations had taken to. Now, I mean, I'm in my extremely late 20s, so I can still relate. But all right, we have a great, we're going to talk about a Hollywood legend coming up in just a few minutes. So stick with us. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwaba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat,
And I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
I see you roll your way into the semis. Dios mío, man. Liam and me, we're gonna f*** you up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
One of my favorites, the Big Lebowski. It is Jeff Bridges' birthday today, ladies and gentlemen. He is 74 years old. He's just an actor for the ages. And the guy is like, this is what I love when people say I want to be an actor. Jeff Bridges isn't like that most handsome guy in the world. He's just a regular looking guy. And that is why in my opinion, he's been so successful in all of his movies. And one of the ones I like the most is The Fabulous Baker Boys. Fisher King was great. But The Last Picture Show is a classic, and you can catch that in black and white. I'll watch that on my plasma. He's phenomenal. If you have not seen The Last Picture Show, I highly recommend it. So we're going to talk about Jeff Bridges in just a couple of minutes and The Big Lebowski, which is my favorite Jeff Bridges movie. But first, we got some texts here. Christmas Vacation is an undisputed classic. Nothing beats Cousin Eddie's fake turtleneck. I don't think I'm breaking FCC rules here when I say it's called a dickie. That is an actual term. Conrad, did you know that? You did not. I would recommend you got to have a dickie for the holidays. Go out and buy yourself one. You could probably pick one up at TJ Maxx or Ross or probably Goodwill, quite frankly. Christmas movie you cannot turn off, folks. That's what we're asking. Here's another one. Elf. My kids love it. Feel free to leave your name, folks. I want to know who's texting us. So feel free to use your name. Elf. My kids love it every year. They are now in their late 20s and watch it when they all come home. That's so awesome. Hey, fellas. Chris Elf, I'm here. Okay. A Christmas Story with Ralphie and The Holiday with Jude Law. Okay. I've not seen The Holiday. So, Conrad, have you seen A Christmas Story? Okay. I don't get it. I'm one of those people. It's fine. I don't know how it is a classic. I know his tongue gets stuck and he can't pull it off and there's the leg lamp. I get it. I like it. But the fact that this is like America's movie when it comes to Christmas, or so it seems at times, I don't understand that, and I'll be honest.
I think it shows a dysfunctional family, you know, who's going through a holiday.
You think that's dysfunctional?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come over to my house for Christmas dinner, buddy. I'll show you dysfunctional. Yeah, I get it. There's a charm to that, for sure. But you like it. It's one of your faves.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then someone texted in It's a Wonderful Life, which is also not only a great holiday movie, maybe one of the best movies of all time. Interestingly enough, I did not see It's a Wonderful Life. My wife showed that to me probably when I was like 25. I hadn't seen it. I've never seen it. Have you seen it, Conrad?
I have.
Okay. So I'm watching this movie. It's kind of one of those things. You start dating someone. It's like, all right, fine. I'll watch your little Christmas movie. Bald. I could not stop crying at the end. When he's holding his daughter, that moment where Jimmy Stewart is holding his daughter and he's so scared about the future and what's happening. And I think everyone in show business can relate to this. He's clinging to her and asking God for help. It's just one of the most beautiful moments in cinema, in my opinion. So It's a Wonderful Life is definitely a classic and one I can't turn off either. So, so we started and keep those coming, folks. What is the movie you cannot turn off? Christmas movie you cannot turn off. But it's Jeff Bridges' birthday. Did I say that right? It's Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges' birthday. He's 74. He was the Big Lebowski. If you haven't seen the Big Lebowski, I highly recommend it. I saw it in 19, I think it came out in 98. I saw it, and I got to be honest, I was new to LA. I didn't really get it, but I have a writing partner named Greg Liana who one night we were working on a script and he said, I'm telling you, give it another chance. And I did, and it's now one of my all-time favorites. The stuff you miss the first time, it's just a great film. So do we have another clip, right, from The Big Lebowski, Conrad?
Yes, we do.
Let's play that. Let's hear some more Big Lebowski.
Mr. Treehorn tells us that he had to eject you from his garden party, that you were drunk and abusive.
Mr. Treehorn treats...
We'll play a different one.
Yeah, we
in the limo, you son of a... No argument.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here.
Perfect. I wasn't sure if we bleeped out the appropriate words in that other clip, so we needed to bail on that. Sorry, I didn't mean to panic you. Careful, man. There's a beverage here. Classic Big Lebowski line. Great film set in L.A. All centers around a guy who calls himself the Dude. His rug is stolen of his crappy little L.A. apartment or walk-up. And the whole movie is just a caper film about him trying to get his rug back. It's a very simple plot. Great characters along the way. John Goodman is great. Steve Buscemi, Julianne Moore, Amy Mann is funny. And it's Sam Elliott. Who doesn't love Sam Elliott? So if you haven't seen The Big Lebowski, I highly recommend it. Let's get that clip ready where they're talking about the toe. If we could do that. In the meantime, I'm going to read this. Die Hard. I knew this was coming, right? A texter says Die Hard. You know what we'll do? Maybe later in the week, we'll really discuss if that's actually a Christmas movie. Most people seem to say it is. What do you think, Conrad?
I don't think it is. I know it's set during that time, but like, there's nothing Christmas-like about it.
I agree. Other than the time it's set.
But yeah, exactly.
You could say that about a lot of movies like Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. That's set around the holidays. I wouldn't call it a Christmas movie. Here's a great Lethal Weapon fact. I was watching it with my son about 3 years ago during COVID, and he hadn't seen it. And I said, all right, put it in. I wanted to see if it held up. So we put the movie in. There's a scene toward the end where Danny Glover is going crazy on the people who threatened his family. He blows up a bus. He shoots people. Mel Gibson goes after him. He's got a machine gun, and he's gunning people down. Neither one of them are dressed like cops. Mel Gibson doesn't have a shirt on. He's got a long hair 80s mullet, and he's carrying like a high-powered machine gun. And he's walking through a crowd of people, and a couple beat cops go, hey, whoa, buddy, slow down. They don't know he's a cop. Like, it's like, oh, no, it's a movie. We know we're in a movie, so we're going to tell him. But I don't think that's a Christmas movie either. So I like Die Hard a lot. But I wouldn't say it's a Christmas movie. Having said that, you can watch it around Christmas for sure. Okay, more text. It's a Wonderful Life, pure classic. That's from Jim in Appleton. He can't turn off A Christmas Carol with George C. Scott. I have never seen that movie. Thank you for the recommendation, Jim. So A Christmas Carol with George C. Scott, pardon me, and It's a Wonderful Life. We're getting another Wonderful Life. Let's play the Dude. Do we have time to play the Dude, the toe scene? Are we cutting it close?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, let's hear it.
That wasn't Big Lebowski. Her toe, dude.
Whose toe was it, Walter?
Should I know? I do know that nothing about it indicates...
Man, the nail polish, Walter.
Fine, dude. As if it's impossible to get some nail polish, apply it to someone else's toe.
Someone else?
Yours.
Where the f*** are they going to get...
You want a toe? I can get you a toe. Believe me. There are ways, dude. You don't want to know about it, believe me.
Yeah, but Walter...
Hell, I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock this afternoon with nail polish.
That's a tall order. So that's the Big Lebowski. I would say, one of my all-time favorites. Happy birthday, Jeff Bridges. Maybe we can play another clip from that later in the show. We'll see. But we've got a lot of show coming up, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab. In just a few minutes, we are going to talk to the host of a national morning show that will make us laugh and start our day off right. He's coming up. He's an old friend and a great stand-up comedian, too. Text us your favorite or call in your favorite Christmas movie your Christmas movie you can't turn off. Call or text. We want to hear from you guys. Great text so far. It's Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Israel says it's expanding its ground offensive in Gaza. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv.
There's been a near complete internet blackout across Gaza. It means as Israel widens its offensive, residents there are unable to receive instructions warning them to evacuate further south.
The Supreme Court hears arguments over a legal shield for the Sackler family in the Purdue Pharma opioid bankruptcy case. Curtis Gannon with the Justice Department says this deal allows the family to decide what they're going to pay.
Nothing in bankruptcy would let somebody say, I'm insolvent because I've decided that only a certain portion of my assets should be used to pay my debt.
Donald Trump will appeal the ruling reinstating the gag order in his New York civil fraud trial. More from CBS's Graham Cates.
They say that they are suffering irreparable harm by not being allowed to criticize the judge's clerk, who they say is in the judge's ear and biased against them.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries possible tonight, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, morning clouds, then some sun for the afternoon, high in the upper 30s. Partly sunny, warmer, breezy, and mid-40s Wednesday. And even more heat on Thursday with more sun, highs in the low 50s. Right now it's 33.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit
93.5 The Tap.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Here's a question from Thomas in Florida. He says, I was waiting to ask this from the very first episode. How did Tooney get his love for donuts? Well, Tooney, how did you get your love of donuts?
Well, that's an interesting story, Bill. It started when I was part of a scientific mission to Mars.
Mars, Tooney?
Yeah. We were just wrapping up when this big dust storm blew up, and in the confusion, they took off without me. I was left alone on the Red Planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to repair a habitat so I had a place to breathe. Then I had to figure out how to survive. The only food I had was a big case of cinnamon twists someone left behind. But that kept me alive till I was rescued. Ever since, donuts for me have represented life and hope and home.
It's an amazing story, Toonie, and it sounds a lot like the plot to that Matt Damon movie, The Martian.
Really?
Yeah, everything except those cinnamon twists.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba, and that was a clip from the National Morning Show, Tune In With Me on MeTV. And joining us now is the host of said program, Bill Leff. Bill, thanks for being here.
Pete, can I talk to you for just a second?
Yeah. Just a second, though.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's radio. I've changed my mind about being a guest on the show tonight.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
I feel what?
Can you hang with me for a few minutes till we find someone else?
I'd prefer not to. I just think there's a lot going on in the world right now, and for you and I to just, you know, be frivolous and goof around, it's inappropriate. So
wait a minute.
I can't be on tonight. I feel bad.
Isn't that what you do every day on your show?
Yeah, I guess. But
I'm not trying to check you. I'm just saying.
How well do you know Conrad, the producer? Do you know him pretty well?
Listen, not really. Not really that well. Why? What's up?
He calls me at home, which, you know, that's the plan. The producer calls you at home. And then he goes, hey, thanks for doing this. And I go, you're welcome. And he goes, how long have you and Pete known each other? And I go, you know, since the war. And he goes, oh, tell me more about that. And I go, well, we fought on opposite sides. Don't bring it up on the air.
Yeah.
And then he goes, we're going to put you on hold for a minute. And then Pete will talk to you. And I go, fine. And then real quietly under his breath, he goes, later tonight, I'm going to come to your house and strangle you in your sleep.
That doesn't sound like my Conrad.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I don't know why he would say that.
I wouldn't worry about it, Bill. I didn't give him your address, just your phone number, and you can't really
he
do much.
He had my
phone.
Address.
What? Conrad.
He had my address.
That'll
and he
do.
Had my sub club number.
You know what I'm going to do, Bill? Just because we're
what?
Friends later, after the show, Conrad
yeah.
is going to get a talking to.
A stern talking
Yes, thank you. A stern talking to.
Good. Then I'll be on your show then.
All right. I appreciate that, Bill. Thanks so
you
much.
Talk me into it. You're the best.
So you've got a statewide audience here, Bill. I don't know if everybody knows about Tune In With Me, but tell us a little bit about the program Tune In With Me on the MeTV network.
All right. 3.5 years ago, the bosses at MeTV said, we need to do a show that reminds people of their childhood, a show that kind of captures the flavor of what mornings and afternoons used to be in the 50s and 60s and 70s when a kid would wake up and he'd watch a cartoon show. Then he'd go to school and waste 6 or 7 hours. Then he'd come home. He'd come home and there'd be another cartoon show on and he could watch his favorite cartoons every day. And there was always a crazy host and wacky characters. And they said, let's put a show like that together because it's no one's done it in years. So they did this big search. I was going to say talent search, but I got the job, so we both know. But it was just a search.
A general search.
General search. And I've been doing it ever since.
It's a great show.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You seem like you have a lot of fun with it. And I love that clip where you're telling him about, first of all, Toonie, as a sidekick,
yeah.
very resourceful.
Isn't
you guys
he,
seem to get along well.
Yeah. Yeah. I like people. You've known this about me for a long time, but for people who don't know me, I like anything spongy. You know, if something is spongy, I'm a fan, and he's very spongy. He's a tuna, but his material is such that you can touch it and go, oh, that's spongy. So I think that's the key to our friendship.
Well, hey, whatever works. And you just gave Conrad a tip. He is not going to show up to kill you tonight with a spongy product.
thank goodness. If one good thing comes out of this, let that be it.
I totally agree. So
did you know they added me to Svengoolie's show too?
I did not know. Oh my God.
A recent development. That's over the last few months. I'm now a character on Svengoolie's show, not every Saturday, but almost every Saturday. And that's not a bad job either.
No, I'll have to check that out. Same network, I assume. Yeah.
It's also MeTV. I did a character on Tune In With Me called Nostalgia Feratu, who's an 800-year-old vampire who loves old TV shows and movies. So that character is now on both shows.
If you're 800 years old, wouldn't you just kind of appreciate any medium to like old, new? I would camp out for Happy Days if I had nothing to watch before that, you know.
Well, that's the thing you have to think about when you're forming a character is what are the parameters? And you'd say to yourself, an 800-year-old guy or vampire has seen a lot of things in his life. So would Flipper entertain him? And the answer is yes. He would be very, very happy to watch an episode or two of Flipper.
I would think so. But, you know, maybe he's jaded somehow and not a very easy guy to police. So
I would think that he would say to himself, anything I can watch, I'm 800 years old, so anything I can watch that is enjoyable, I'm going to do so.
Right.
You know,
most of the scene things he's seen have been reality based. He doesn't really have the pleasure of film or, you know, even video for that matter.
That's true.
He just has to reenact every thought for people. So Tune In With Me, have people, like, obviously adults who are our age or a little younger or a little older probably love it for the cartoons. You got Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck. Have kids, is the idea to get parents to watch it and show their kids and reintroduce the kids to these cartoons? Have parents and kids taken to it? What are your Nielsen ratings, Bill?
The Nielsen rate, actually, if I can brag for a second.
Sure.
For the last calendar year, which was 2022, we were number eighth nationally in that time slot. We're on kind of early, you know, depending on what city you're in.
Yeah.
We're either on at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. But we came in eighth nationally, which is amazing because we were up against, you know, we're up against everything from Good Morning America to the Today Show to Fox News to ESPN.
Yeah.
And we did all right. We did very well.
You're doing better than that awful Matt Lauer?
Matt Lauer plays a character on the show, so I can't badmouth Matt Lauer.
He's toony, isn't he? I knew something was going on there with the cinnamon twist.
Yes. Matt Lauer's been doing the voice of toony since the beginning. When they started the show, I said to the guy whose idea it was, is this a kid's show that has adult humor or is this an adult show that has kid humor? And he goes, I'll let you figure that out. And we're 3.5 years into it, and I still don't know the answer to that question.
I'm talking with Bill Left, the host of Tune In With Me on MeTV every morning, a nationally syndicated show. Great fun. And have you found that groove, Bill? What do you think it is?
I think if we can pull this off, we're both. You know, when we were kids, there was very little by way of entertainment that was fun for the whole family. Remember that you said that phrase? It's fun for the whole family.
Right.
And you go, I don't think it is. I think there's members of my family that don't like this.
Right.
But with this show, it kind of reaches both levels. You know, I used in my head The Simpsons as an example of something that works for kids on one level and adults on another.
Totally.
And when writing scripts for Tune In With Me, I always use that as a guide going, that joke won't be understood by everybody, but the people who like it should like it a lot. So let's go with it.
Nice. And you you guys did a format change recently, right? Didn't you kind of change what you were doing in the set and that kind of thing? How's that working out?
Yeah. It depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you, Bill. On your last night on Earth, thanks to Conrad. What do you think?
They decided about a year ago, you know, the show was conceived during COVID. So we really could only be in the studio. We couldn't go to locations and do stuff. We couldn't have guests in the studio. Mm-hmm. So at the time we had a third cast member, and between Kevin and Layla and myself, we were playing a whole bunch of different characters. But then once COVID lifted up, they said, let's take the show out and do stuff outside. So we started, you know, visiting arboretums and button shops and, you know, strange places.
Yeah.
And the show's taken on a little bit of a different flavor. Some people like it. Some people don't. It's, you know, if you don't try new stuff, where are you going? You know, you got to always try new things and evolve. So
definitely,
we've been doing that the last year, and a lot of people love it. So
was
I have a list of names of people who don't that I'd like to read.
Give it to Conrad.
All right.
Was it hard to make the jump from adult film star to the host? No. Oh, sorry. I think I got my questions mixed up. So do you have a favorite cartoon, Bill? Like when you play these clips, are you like, oh, cool, I like Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck? What are your favorites to play, and what were your favorites as a kid?
The favorites as a kid are still the favorites today. There's something so wonderful in the Max Fleischer Popeye cartoons of the 1940s because they spared no expense when it came to animating everything. You know, if you grew up in the late 60s or the early 70s into the 80s and 90s, cartoons got really cheap and mostly awful. You know, there was nothing really happening. Good to the people who love Scooby-Doo and stuff, but when you look at it, you go, this is sad animation because nothing's happening really, you know? But when you go back and you watch these Fleischer cartoons from the 40s where everything's moving, and I'll just give you a quick example. You know that if a car is driving down a road, a bump is going to come, and when they hit the bump, somebody's hat's going to fly up in the air and land on their heads. You know it's coming, but it's still funny. It still works, and it's beautifully animated too. And it doesn't work in real life because I've tried it.
You've gone for a lot of bumps. And that's like Bugs Bunny is like Groucho, or isn't that based on? I mean, I never get sick of watching Bugs Bunny.
He's a combination of Groucho Marx and Cary Grant. There's a suaveness to him that, well, you know, Pete, because you're a very suave person. Wow, you either have that suave or you don't have the suave.
Correct. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
So we've known each other quite a while, I would say.
A long time.
You've done a lot of stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about your stand-up career? Was that your way into show business? Because I think a lot of people listening are like, well, how did he get to host a show? And how did he do this? And so we met when we both did stand-up. And I know you have funny stand-up stories. So I would love for you to tell one or two of them.
I will tell all of them. I have over 1,000 of them. And I'd like to, because I want this to go on a long time so that Conrad truly doesn't come to my house and strangle me.
Listen, it's like when Bart Simpson sang the HMS Pinafore to get Sideshow Bob, or he got Sideshow Bob to sing the HMS Pinafore to prolong his death. Yeah, please.
Yeah, that's my plan. All right, so what happened was I was doing improv. I was taking classes at Second City, and I was in an improv group. And we would go and we'd perform, and we'd get $100. When the night was over, they would give us $100. And there was 10 of us, so we would each walk away with $10. Sometimes less because
clear?
The booker would want some money too. Yeah,
okay.
Clear.
Sweet.
It's not bad. I mean, once you have to declare it on your taxes, so they're going to take a chunk.
And they'll come after you.
They have.
Oh, no.
So I was talking to our mutual friend, Jeff Garland, one time.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I really enjoy this so much, but I'm not making any money. Most jobs cost me money. And he goes, do stand up. You'll do better. You'll get all the money. You won't have to share it with anybody.
That's
and
a good
go,
girl.
Oh, I said, yeah, that sounds right. And then immediately I was making more money, and not that it should ever be about money, but when it comes to making fairly decent money and no money, you'd be a goof not to take the fairly decent money. Right.
Absolutely. I think
so. I did that. My math is correct, right?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
So I did that for 10 years, and it was fantastic. I loved doing it. But my wife and I wanted to have kids, and I didn't want to travel. You know, I'm sure you experienced this too. When you're in the world of stand-up, you talk to guys on the road, and they're like, yeah, I had a baby last week. And you say, congratulations. And they go, I was in Wichita. I didn't get to see the kid born, but I saw a picture of him. He's a great-looking kid. You know, you're always on the road. You're never with your family, your loved ones. So I was, at the time, I was doing once a week on Danny Bonaducci's show on The Loop.
Oh, yeah.
If I was in Chicago, he said, you have an open invite every Friday. Come on down and just goof off with us for an hour. So I was doing that one time. And during a commercial break, he goes, how's everything going? And I go, Danny, I think I'm going to stop doing stand-up. My wife and I want to have kids. I don't want to travel. And he goes, we'll get a radio show. And I go, oh, all right, that seems easy.
Yeah.
And Jeff Garland goes, you'll get to keep all the money. And I go, you're not even in the story. Why are you in the story?
Right, Jeff Garland's in every story. Hey, Bill, can you stick around for? We literally have one minute. I'd love to hear that. I want to hear some more Jeff Garland. So we'll be back in 1 minute with Bill Leff. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Bill, what the heck are we doing? Why are we standing on the street? I thought we were going to see Star Wars.
Oh, we are, Toonie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, in a few hours. Well, a few hours. Actually, about 9 hours.
9 hours?
Yeah, you bet. See, you wanted an authentic taste of summer of 1977, and standing in line for hours to see Star Wars was part of that experience.
Well, can we at least look at the internet on our phones?
Toonie, come on. We didn't have cell phones back then.
Nuts.
You know what we did have, though? These authentic trading cards from Star Wars. Star Wars was the first blockbuster to have their own set of trading cards.
Wow, reading those should kill a few minutes.
Hey. That was another clip, of course, from Tune In With Me from MeTV. And joining us tonight here in the studio is Bill Left, the host.
I don't think I'm in the studio. Am I?
Well, your voice is.
Oh, my voice is, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I just didn't want you to get sued.
Not again.
I know the people of Wisconsin are very litigious people, and the last thing I want is for you to do jail time because you said I was in the studio and I wasn't.
Well, and you just admitted you have 10 bucks in an offshore account from after your improv troupe disappeared mysteriously, so you could keep all the money. So you were doing Jeff Garland, whose number I want, by the way, to be on the show.
Sure.
Yeah, So you got into radio. You were telling us how you got into radio and then TV. I also want to ask you about Major League. Can you talk a little bit about your experience? You played one of the super fans in this awesome cult classic. Well, not cult classic, just a classic sports movie.
You know, it's really strange because when we made it, and I always hear real actors, not guys like me, but real professional actors say, when we were making it, we had no idea it was going to be a hit. Well, that's how Major League was. When we were shooting it, we shot it in, you know, at County Stadium in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And I was there for a whole summer. I was there for 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
And just having the time of our lives. And Charlie Sheen was in it, and Tom Berenger was in it, and Corbin Burnson, and the list goes on and on and on. And everyone thought, this is just a movie that, you know, a couple of people will see, and maybe it'll do okay, and maybe not. But now, like, I always hear baseball players, whenever baseball players talk about their favorite movies, it's always in the top two or three, and it's really had a long shelf life, hasn't it?
I would say so. I mean, my kids and their friends all know about it. And, I mean,
Yentl
is their favorite, but they love Major League right after that.
Yeah.
So you spent a summer in Milwaukee and got paid for all those days?
Yeah. They were casting it, they saw me at the improv. I was working at one of the comedy clubs.
Yeah.
And then they called me in because they needed somebody with kind of a knowledge of film. I was a film major at Columbia College. And they needed somebody who understood enough about film to be able to, when they were shooting at County Stadium, relate to the audience what they were needed to do in that scene. So they liked me a lot, and they said, we want you to do this thing. And I go, I'll do it, but you have to give me a part in the movie. And we all laughed.
Oh, nice.
Because we knew that wasn't going to happen. And then I hit it off with the director and the producer, a guy named David Ward, who had done The Sting and Malegro Beanfield Wars and a couple of other movies.
Yeah.
And he gave me a part in the movie, and I thought, it's just going to be a line or two, and they're going to cut it anyway. But it was like those Bleacher bums who are kind of in the whole movie. So, yeah, that worked out nice, didn't it?
Great summer, and you don't have to go work Battle Creek and stay at the Super 8 for a weekend.
Right.
Not that there's any. If they're listening, I love them. I'm just saying. That's where I got the call when I had a kid. I was at the Super 8 in Battle Creek.
It was. No. And Jeff Garland said, you should be at home having a family. You get to keep the whole baby. Jeff, you can't be in every story.
All right. For those of you listening, Jeff Garland is in Curb Your Enthusiasm. He plays Larry David's agent. Great Chicago actor. Great improv. I have a story about him. I'm just going to tell this quick if I can. He pulls me aside. My Aunt Jeanette was an actress, and she was at Second City. And so he knew Jeanette. So I think he recognized my last name because I didn't even know Jeff at the time. And he said, he pulls me aside and he goes, listen to me. You're going to get your opportunities in this business. Everyone does. The key is to be ready for them. And then he walked away. It was like this comedy angel appearing. I was like, wow. And I really took it to heart. So years later, I was at a barbecue. It sounded like I'm name dropping if I said it was, but Jeff is at the barbecue. So it had been like, I don't know, 10 years or 8 years since he told me that. So I went up to him and I told him that story. And the whole time I'm telling him the story, he has this kind of smirk on his face. Like, wow, I told this kid that? Like, what was I thinking? You know, it's like, so, and he said, it's going to happen. You know, you're going to get your opportunities. So for the rest of the barbecue, Jeff saw me like 5 times and he kept yelling, it's going to happen, Pete. Like he would yell across the yard where people were swimming or over babies' heads. The guy is just hilarious, you know? So
my favorite night with him, we did a one-nighter, and for people who have never done stand-up, a one-nighter is comedy in a place where comedy shouldn't exist. It's not a comedy club.
Right.
It's a Ramada Inn, and it's the back room in the Ramada Inn where people who I don't know, they don't want to be there, and no one wants to be there, but you do them anyway.
Right.
So we went and we did a miserable one. Jeff and I did this horrible one. The MC did 15 minutes, didn't get a single laugh. I went up, I did 25 or 30, same thing. So Jeff goes, I have an idea. So he looks at the bar, and there's a birthday cake on the bar. And he goes, whose cake is this? And one of the bartenders goes, it's for Lois, it's her birthday. And he goes, not anymore. And he hits himself in the face with the cake, and he goes on stage as Cakey the Clown, a clown that only does cake-related humor. They were so afraid of him that they just kept filtering out all through the show.
That is one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. How have I never heard that story before? Cakey the Clown. And did he do his full 45 minutes like that?
Yeah, 45 minutes, didn't let up. He told Cakey stories about where Cakey grew up. And the audience didn't know what to – they wanted to call 911. They're like, this guy's having a meltdown. He's not right. Something's horribly wrong with him.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. I love that. Bill, I can't thank you enough for hey, by the way, you're our first guest on Nightlight here.
Is that true?
Yes, you're my first guest. And
would you say that I'm the best guest you've ever had on the show?
It's not even close. I mean, come on. You're the top 10. It's all Bill.
Well, thank
so,
you.
Yeah, and Cakey, he was on there.
Cakey's up there, too?
Cakey's up there, too. But, hey,
on a clown cake, everyone will love you. You get to keep all the money.
To this day, Lois is hunting for Jeff Garland to kill him.
Where's my cake?
Where's my cake? So,
well, Pete, congrats on the show. I'm very happy for you. I know you've been wanting to do this a long time, and it can only be a success. I'm positive of that.
I want to talk. This is what I like to talk about. So I appreciate you coming on with me, Bill, and continued success. And I want more stories from you from stand-up. We didn't
anytime.
Get to those. We'll do this next time, though. Thanks so much,
Bill.
You got
it.
Have a great
all
night.
All right, bye. Conrad, don't kill me in my sleep.
Don't worry, I won't.
I'll see what I can do. So that was Bill Leff. He's the host of Tune In With Me, and you can see that every morning on MeTV. Great show where they play archived cartoons. And we've got... we've got a lot of shows still, don't we, Conrad?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so I got to read a couple texts here, too. This is from Conrad. Hey, your dad texted, by the way. Your dad texted. You know that?
I did. I saw.
Okay. I would assume so, because you're the producer. So, of course, you do. So he texted Stephen Carl Kruger, favorite Christmas show, Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation, series show, It's a Wonderful Life. Everybody, text us. Let us know what your favorite, what the movies are, the Christmas movies are, you can't turn off. It's Pete Schwabba. It's Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.